Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. As the 1990s brought the 20th century to a close, women musicians continue to increase their visibility in the jazz world and to erode the notion of gender distinction imposed by many male jazz critics and performers for much of the music's history. In the next hour, we'll hear some of the artists such as Cassandra Wilson, Maria Schneider, Renee Rosnes, and Diana Krall, who rose to prominence during the decade, as well as a trio of veterans who enjoyed a late career renaissance, including Abby Lincoln, Shirley Horn, and Betty Carter. It's Jazz Women of the 1990s, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Just to let the good times roll. Everything is measured at a cost. Everybody living pays their share of dues. And sometimes what you think you got, you lost. So got to pay the band that played your song the whole night through. When you give a dance, it's better if you plan to pay the piper what the pipers do. The moves were free and easy as we danced across the floor, the turns and the exchanges being what the music's for. When the ball is over and the revelry is done, you got to pay the band that played your song. Song the whole night through. When you give a dance, it's better if you plan to pay the piper what the pipers do. The music brought the magic, and we found each other's arms. We danced until the morning, and we knew each other's charms. But when the party's over and the people are all gone, you gotta song. You got to pay the band that played your song. Well, you gotta pay the band that played your song.
Vocalist Abby Lincoln performing a song that she wrote, You Gotta Pay the Band, from her 1991 album of the same name, with Stan Getz on tenor sax, Hank Jones on piano, Charlie Hayden on bass, and Mark Johnson on drums. As the last decade of the 20th century unfolded, women artists continued to make inroads into the long male-dominated world of jazz, though the pace of change could seem inexorable at times. There are a lot more women playing and coming into their own, drummer Terry Lynn Currington told author Leslie Gorse in 1994. It's no longer a matter of women being fashionable or a fad. It's really serious. When a woman says she plays, you have to listen and find out now. In the 1980s, important histories of women in jazz like Linda Dahl's Stormy Weather and Sally Plaxton's American Women in Jazz had been published, and Kansas City had hosted a women's jazz festival from 1978 to 1985. Record companies, too, had begun to take notice of the growing number of women on the jazz scene. The storied Blue Note label, like many other jazz record labels of the mid-20th century, had recorded very few women jazz artists in its heyday. But the company's late 20th century reincarnation was a different story, carrying musicians such as singers Diane Reeves and Cassandra Wilson and pianist Jerry Allen and Renee Rosnes on its roster. Rosnes was a Canadian who moved to New York City in the 1980s and became a pianist of choice for jazz veterans such as J.J. Johnson, Joe Henderson, and James Moody. Wilson had emerged from the experimental 1980s Imbass collective scene, and her first two albums for Blue Note helped reset the concept of modern jazz and popular song repertoire, drawing on songs by artists such as Neil Young, U2, and Hank Williams. Still, she opened her 1995 album New Moon Daughter with a bold choice associated strongly with jazz icon Billie Holiday, a haunting 1939 song written as a musical protest against lynching. Cassandra Wilson and Strange Fruit on Nightlights.
Southern trees bear a strange fruit, blood on the leaves and blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze, strange fruit hanging from the poplar tree, you after a scene of the gallant South, the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth. Sudden smell of burning flesh. Here's a fruit for the crows to pluck. Thank you.
Pianist Rini Rosnes with her composition Black Holes from her 1997 Blue Note album As We Are Now. Chris Potter on saxophone, Christian McBride on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums. Vocalist Cassandra Wilson before that with her recording of the anti-lynching anthem made famous by Billie Holiday, Strange Fruit, featuring cornetist Graham Haines, guitarist Chris Whitley, and bassist Lonnie Plaxico from Wilson's 1995 Blue Note album New Moon Daughter. Diana Krall, like Rini Rosnes, a Canadian, emerged as both a pianist and a singer in the 1990s and went on to become one of the most popular jazz and popular song artists on the modern music scene, winning 5 Grammys in the process. Although she originally wanted to be an astronaut and excelled at science, she played jazz from her adolescence on and attended Boston's renowned Berklee School in the early 1980s. Like one of her influences, Nat King Cole, Krall's skill as a piano player has tended to be overshadowed by her success as a vocalist, and she has spoken of contending with a prejudice that claims that success stems in part from Krall's being marketed as a conventionally attractive woman. We'll also hear in this next set from another multiple Grammy winner, bandleader and composer Maria Schneider, a protege of the legendary arranger Gil Evans, who in addition to her ambitious run of recordings has become a strong advocate for musicians receiving proper compensation in the why pay for it musical media landscape of the 21st century. Schneider has also been a pioneer of what's come to be known as crowdfunding through her releases on the Artist Share label. We'll hear her 1996 arrangement of John Coltrane's Giant Steps after this from Diana Krall, All or Nothing at All on Nightlights.
All or nothing at all. Half a love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all. All or nothing at all. If it's love, there ain't no in-between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all. Please don't put your lips so close to my cheek. Don't smile or I'll be lost beyond recall. Kiss in your eyes, the touch of your hand makes me weak, and my heart I may grow dizzy and fall. And if I fell under the spell of your call, I would be caught in the undertow. So you see, I've got to say no, no, or nothing at all. Thank you. cheek. Don't smile or I'll be lost beyond recall. The kiss in your eyes, the touch of your hand makes me weak. And my heart may grow dizzy and fall. And if I fell under the spell of your call, I would be caught in the undertow. So you see, I've got to say no, no, or nothing at all. Thank you.
Schneider's arrangement of Giant Steps from her 1996 album Coming About. Pianist and vocalist Diana Krall before that with All or Nothing at All, with Russell Malone on guitar and Christian McBride on bass from Krall's 1997 album Love Scenes. Coming up in just a few moments, three veteran jazz singers who made comebacks in the 1990s. You can listen to many previous Nightlights programs, including shows about jazz women of the 1940s, 60s, and 80s, on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music LPs, CDs, DVDs, and turntables. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner. Outdoor seating available at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant. The Laughing Planet Cafe, online at thelaughingplanetcafe.com. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Jazz Women of the 1990s on Nightlights. I'm featuring some women jazz artists who rose to prominence in the 1990s on this edition of Nightlights, or, as in the case of the second half of the show, artists who returned to prominence. Singer and pianist Shirley Horn, championed by, among others, Miles Davis, had retreated from a promising jazz career in the 1960s, focusing on her family life in her hometown of Washington, D.C., although she continued to play gigs around the city. In the late 1970s and 80s, she returned to active recording, and in 1987 signed with the Verve label, where she gained increasing critical and commercial attention for her elegantly spare and soulful, often trio-based approach. As the 1980s wound down, Verve also signed Abby Lincoln, the singer who had morphed from a nightclub chanteuse into a political activist in the 1960s, and who had recorded infrequently ever since. Lincoln made 8 albums for Verve in the 1990s that reestablished her as a force to be reckoned with in the jazz world, and her independent views made her a role model for younger women jazz artists. We'll hear her take on a Johnny Mercer Lionel Hampton standard in this set, after this Burt Bacharach Hal David hit done by Shirley Horn's working trio of her later years, The Look of Love on Nightlights.
That time can't erase. The look of love is saying so much more than just words could ever say. But what my heart has heard, well, it takes my breath away. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long have I waited? Waited just to love you. Now that I have found you, you've got the look of love. It's in your eyes, a look, your smile can't disguise. Be mine tonight. So many nights like this. Let's take a lover's vow and then seal it with a kiss. I can hardly wait to hold you. Feel my arms around. Just to love you. Now that I have found you, don't ever go. Don't ever go. Don't ever go. I love you. Don't ever go.
Your lips were like a red and ruby challenge, warmer than the summer night. The clouds were like an alabaster palace, rising to a snowy. Each star its own aurora borealis. Suddenly you held me tight. I could see the midnight sun. I can't explain the silver rain that found me. Or was that a moonlight veil? The music of the universe around me. Or was that a night? And then your arms miraculously found me. Suddenly the sky turned pale. I could see the midnight sun. Was there such a night? It's a thrill I still don't quite believe. But after you were gone, there was still some stardust on my stars forget to shine, and we may see the meadow in December. I see white and crystal line. stardust my sleep. The flame of it may dwindle to an ember, and the stars forget to shine. Yeah.
Abby Lincoln and Midnight Sun, featuring Bobby Hutcherson on vibes from Lincoln's 1999 album Holy Earth. Pianist and singer Shirley Horn before that with The Look of Love, with Charles Abels on bass and Steve Williams on drums, from her 1996 Verve album The Main Ingredient. Like Horn and Lincoln, singer Betty Carter had first emerged into the jazz spotlight decades earlier, joining Lionel Hampton's big band when she was still a teenager. And like them, she had been less visible in recent years, though she had made a number of recordings that she had released on her own Bette Carr label, making her an early adopter of the do-it-yourself model. Known as a fiercely independent artist and person, in 1987, Carter, like Horn and Lincoln, signed with Verve and began a late-period professional renaissance, winning a Grammy in 1988 for her album Look What I Got. Like Lincoln, Carter wrote some of her own repertoire, and we'll close this 1990s Jazz Women edition of Nightlights with her performance of a song that she composed with Mark Zubek, featuring fellow Detroit native Jerry Allen on piano. Betty Carter and Love Notes on Nightlights.
This crazy world is so loud. We need the quiet sometimes. Love notes.
be oh so stressful. Just try a love note each day.
I closed with Betty Carter performing Love Notes from her 1994 album Feed the Fire, with Jerry Allen on piano, Dave Holland on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to many previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music LPs, CDs, DVDs, and turntables, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner. Outdoor seating available at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant. The Laughing Planet Cafe, online at thelaughingplanetcafe.com. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.